But on the line now I have Patrick Finnegan with some stories from the North County Leader. Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. Graham, thank you very much.
Not too bad at all. The first story, Minister opens new youth service computer room.
Yes, this is a very exciting event over in the Soares Baldoyle Youth Service, which is located in Soares here, just off Chapel Lane. And they do fantastic work there, and it's just that the kids are learning all new techniques and all that kind of thing. So there's great excitement because there's a new computer room which has been added on to the facility there. And the local minister, James Riley, who is the Minister for Children and Youth Affairs, was over there on Thursday last, and he officially opened the computer room. And so there was great excitement when he arrived there. We were speaking there to the manager of the service, which is a man called Michael Daly, and he was very, very excited about the fact that the minister was coming, and it was a great opportunity for them to showcase exactly what they do, because it's very seldom you would get somebody as important as a minister to come to the service there. So, as I say, everybody was in great form, and the kids actually had a great time showing the minister their new skills. You know, it was very, very exciting. And this is this whole service. The computer room was funded by it's called the IYJS, which is the Department of Justice Irish Youth Service, and they also get funding through the European Social Fund grant. So there's beautiful three new brand spanking new Apple iMac computers there, and the kids there were so proficient on it, and they really were, and they were able to show Minister Riley exactly what they could do. And there was a new photographic element to it, you know, where you could take selfies and things like that. So it was really, really great excitement.
Okay, now it's opposite the Senior Citizen Centre. Is that in the centre of itself?
No, it's not. It's actually at the back of the Star pub, if anybody knows Soares very well. It's an extension of Forster's Way, which goes from basically up at the Wright's Cafe Bar all the way right down to the County Council offices. It's like parallel to Main Street. It's a street running along there.
It's so pretty local. So you'd cut down.
Very local, yeah.
Would you cut down by the Star? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you could directly at the back of the Star.
And a little graveyard down there, if I'm not mistaken,
exactly,
the church.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Down there.
Exactly where it is.
It's pretty central, all right.
Yeah, so it was really good. You know, it was a really good good day. So a nice local story. And Minister Riley was very, very impressed with the level of skills they had. And he also praised the amount of volunteerism that went on there, because he talked, ever since he became Minister for Children, the one thing that stood out for him is the fact that there's so much volunteerism and people wanting to become involved with youth, and he had great praise for them. And he also spoke to the youths there and said they're very lucky to have people that are making sure that they learn their skills in a safe environment, safe and secure environment. And so he's full of praise for those
people. He knows what he's talking about to the extent, because I'm sure without volunteers, I imagine it's the same in a lot of other countries, but especially in Ireland, I think the country would collapse without the volunteers who give the services in lots of spheres and things like that, isn't it?
Indeed, yeah. It was good. It was great to see them being recognised as well.
Okay, we stay in Soares. Another Little for Soares.
Yes, indeed. There'll be mixed greetings for this, really. This is, once again, anybody who knows Soares will know at the Pinnock Hill roundabout, which is adjacent to the Little Chef restaurant and our little hotel there at the end of Dublin Road. There had been talk about a new Lidl being looking for planning permission for that. It looked as if it was going to stumble into the rocks at that stage, but however, lo and behold, on Friday evening, the permission was received from the County Council, from the Planning and Strategic Infrastructure Department of Fingal County Council, granted them permission for this. Now, this is going to be, there's also going to have an off-license and also a two-storey medical centre there as well. So, and there's also a two-storey single cafe. So this is quite controversial, because the people in the adjacent housing estates, particularly in Carlton Court, have said that this is going to cause all kinds of difficulties as regards access to their estate, because anybody who knows it really runs from the Lord Mayor's pub up to the past Colosh the Cullum, past the petrol station, right up to the roundabout. Mm-hmm. And it's right exactly at the roundabout. It's Dublin Road. Access is incredibly difficult along there. It's very, very slow. And people are from Carlton Court are saying they can't get in or out of their estates, really, with the amount of traffic there. And that's as things are at the moment, without adding in a little into it. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a lot of problems on it. Now, it's only permission from the County Council, so there will be a chance for people to have valid objections put in and submitted to on board Clonalla. And so I'm sure that they're going to be fairly busy with that. We were talking to the local councillor, Dara Butler, who is very concerned about this development. And now, it'll be welcomed by a lot of people, by the way, because...
Well, it's bringing jobs to the area, I imagine.
Jobs, yeah. And it's bringing activity to maybe that part of the town. So we're looking, we don't want to kind of, concentrate too much on just one aspect of it. However, it will mean that there is already a little up at the Rathbeal Road beside JC's, and now this will be one at the other end. Mm-hmm. And there are plans, reputedly plans, to have an Aldi on Seatown Road. So it means that there's going to be an awful lot of activity in the area. And so that's the good part of it. And so it'll be interesting to see how this pans out, really. But the big news is that the planning permission has been granted by the council for this.
Well, I see that you said there Dara Butler is concerned about the developments, but I wonder, is any of the local businesses anyway concerned that it would do them any harm?
Well, I'm sure there will be people happy to see footfall in the area, if you like. Mm-hmm. Coming to Swords. Now, the other thing is that it will certainly have an impact on other retailers, particularly grocery shops. Or supermarkets, rather, that they are going to feel the pinch on that. So it's really going to be interesting. This looks as if it's going to be a very big development, mm-hmm. because, as I say, there is a medical centre and a cafe and things like that. So it looks like it's a place that's going to attract a lot of people other than just supermarket shoppers.
I know there's a good few inroads off the dual carriageway into Swords now. The very top one where you're talking about, is there a way in there without having to go through the village?
Well, I'll tell you exactly where this was. For people coming into Swords, anybody coming past, let's say coming from the airport, and you're after passing Bereva, Airside is on your right-hand side, mm-hmm. you continue on past Airside, and you're coming down the hill into Swords. The left turn brings you into Swords, if you like, mm-hmm. Continuing straight on and bringing to Pavilions. But into the left, just as you turn left into Swords, in on the left-hand side, there are four houses there that are going to be demolished to make way for the Lidl store. So that's exactly where it is. It's a good location that way, because now it doesn't bring people into the town itself, but it's on the periphery of the town.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, people, obviously, sometimes when you get so close to somewhere and you know there's, especially, no, I was going to say especially females, but I kept myself into trouble. But especially when they're so close, many shops nearby and people of curiosity will go in, and as you say, plenty of footfall. It'll bring the business.
Plenty of footfall, yeah. Okay. So hopefully, I suppose the hope is that people will continue on their visit into Swords and maybe conduct some of the business there.
Okay. So. Just to remind our listeners, this is just a small sample of some of the stories in the North County. There's lots more, and plus plenty of entertainment. And you get this free in all your local shops. Now, the last story, local cricket star invents life-saving helmet. I was just talking to head of a sports department, Fergus Carroll, earlier on when he was on, and I was asking him, did he know John Mooney? Knows him very, very well. Mm. He was telling me he's actually over is in Australia at the moment playing cricket.
Yes.
So tell me about this new life-saving helmet. I think he's using it at the moment over there.
He is indeed using it. Now, John Mooney would be a cricketing legend here altogether. He's from Balrothery, and as you say, rightly say, he's over in Australia and New Zealand at the moment, where the Cricket World Cup is being held, and he actually hit the winning balls against the West Indies in the first game there about two or three weeks ago, when Ireland caused a huge shock in the Cricket World Cup. Now, so he's very, very well known, particularly locally here. And now what happened was, there was a very, very, about 4 months ago, there was a very tragic happening in the cricket world, and it sent shockwaves all around the world. One of the most famous of Australian cricketers, a guy called Philip Hughes, was killed when he was hit by a ball on the head. Now, it was on the neck he was hit. Mm-hmm. And it was a kind of like a freak accident. And he was a young man, a great athlete, and well known in the cricket world. And it went all around the world, this tragedy. And so John Mooney was obviously very affected by this. And he, when he's playing for Ireland, he he is often in that situation where he's, as he said himself, he's at the end of the down. He bats quite low on the Irish team, if you like. So therefore, he gets an awful lot of these hits on the head quite a lot. Mm-hmm. So he was very, very moved by what happened to Philip Hughes, and he said that his brother or his cousin rather got hit in a similar area. So he got quite worried about that. So himself and he set about trying to fix this, and what he did was he went along and with a little piece of wire and various things like that, and coat hangers and that, he made a design which fits onto the back of the helmet, and it seems to do the trick altogether. So he went along with this prototype, if you like, and he went along to one of the guys in the area who has a steel works, and he designed the whole thing and made the whole thing for him. So he calls it a gorget, and so he fits it on the back of the helmet. Now, it hasn't been approved yet, it hasn't been tested or certified for use, but he's using it mm-hmm. at the moment. So he's hopeful that it will be passed and it'll be ready in time for the 2015 English cricket season. So it should be a nice little earner for him if it gets the nod from the authorities. But certainly if it's something that saves a life, is certainly worthwhile. He tried it out on a tour in January. They had a tour to Dubai, and he found that there was no impingement on any shot that he played, and you'd hardly know you were wearing it. But however, it does apparently do the job. So if you are hit on the neck, similar to Philip Hughes, mm-hmm. It may be a lifesaver. So we'll watch this.
And as you said, there, I got a few coat hangers. That's the old wire ones that you could bend into any shape.
The old wire ones, that's it. And it's a very, very simple thing, and then obviously the man within the steelworks probably refined it a little bit, and so they ended up with this gorget. So we'll have to see how it works out.
Yeah, it sounds like
a very wealthy man.
Yeah, and he's the only one that can wear at the moment, so it sounds like it's going to be sort of bespoke. I don't know if he can generalise it, but at the moment it's bespoke. He's the only one that can wear it, so maybe that's...
Yes, he's the only one. So,
well, I hope he's patented it, no matter what it is.
I certainly hope he has, yeah. I'm sure he has, yes.
Yeah,
I'm
terrific, sure terrific. And good luck to them all over there.
Good
anyway.
Luck to them again, yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much, Patrick. And as I said, just a few stories from the North County Leader. Lots more, and lots of entertainment in there as well. Free from a local shop. But if people have any stories similar to these or like these or anything they want to get in the paper, what should they do?
Well, they can contact us here by phone. We're here in Swords, 01-8400-200. Or they can contact us by getting onto the news desk. It's news@northcountyleader.ie, or that you can check our website, www.northcountyleader.ie.
Okay, thank you very much, Patrick, and I'll talk to you next week again. Thank you very much for coming on.
That's great. Thanks, Noel.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.